Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. I'm Leah.
And I'm Zoe, and we're your hosts. On this podcast, we'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. We'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe.
In today's episode, we talk to Maria Infante Pulido, an FSU alum who studied abroad in Valencia. Maria is a first-generation American and first-generation college student who studied during her last semester at FSU. After graduation, she decided to continue her stay in Europe as an au pair in Germany. Maria talks about funding her experience abroad and working as a brand ambassador for IP. She also shares a meaningful quote to live by. Let's go to our conversation now. Hi, Maria. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing really good. Just happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited to have you on the podcast. First off, can you just introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, of course. My name is Maria, as I'm sure you know by now. I attended Florida State for 4.5 years, where I studied English with a concentration in editing, writing, and media. And I studied abroad in Valencia, Spain, this last past fall semester in 2022. And after graduating, I spent some time living in Germany, working as an au pair, and recently just got back from my time there about this past month. And I'm now just kind of getting adjusted to life back in the States.
Cool. So it's unique that you studied abroad in your last semester at FSU. What inspired you to study abroad when you did?
Yeah, good question. So I had hoped to sign up to attend for my junior year. You know, and as we know, COVID happened and changed everything, and a lot of things were canceled and stuff. So, you know, during this time, you know, being unsure if this was still a possibility, I still remained optimistic, and eventually coming into my senior year, I heard news that IP programs were programmed as scheduled at its full capacity. And that's when, you know, I knew, like, okay, this is my moment now, I think. So began to look into this, and with the required classes that I needed and schedule, it had worked better to wait at least until the summer or fall period of the next ones. And, you know, I really wanted to leave for a full semester. So then that would have meant that I would have had to push back my graduation. I knew that it was still the right choice for me. So I applied, and then about a month later, I heard back and I was on my way. And with that, I say, you know, like, studying abroad as a senior is almost like a reward for all your hard work and sacrifices, I think. It's not the traditional path by any means, but doesn't mean it shouldn't be an option. I will say something to keep in mind is, like, if you do go home on a semester besides summer, there won't be too many upperclassmen in general within your programs, and typically not seniors. So going in, you kind of already have, like, a different perspective within, you know, your program. And a lot of students almost look up to you because of your experience in your early university years. And I think it's kind of nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I studied abroad a little bit later in my academic career as well. And I had kind of a similar experience, you know, but yeah, it's really great. I love that you talked about it, like, as a reward for the hard work that you've done. Previously, off mic, you had mentioned to us that you're a first-generation American and a first-generation college student. So what did those identities mean to you, and how do they relate to your experience studying abroad?
Ooh, this is a really great question. And I definitely think there's a lot to unpack here, so I'll probably go in and shift into my first-gen experience and go on from there. So in terms of being first-gen, my family immigrated from Venezuela, and then they came here, then they had me, and, you know, hoping to provide a better future for their kids, and which led me to attending FSU. So just from navigating the college application process, I would overhear classmates talking about other parents organize, like, campus tours and had connections within their circles to help inform and guide them through the application and selection process. Since it can be so daunting, right, and overwhelming. You know, as a first gen, you don't really have that. You know, our circles are surrounded by other working class families and people who don't have backgrounds in higher education and work for well-recognized companies. So I always hear, you know, oh, the internet has so much information. And yes, it does. And I think it's easy to say that, you know, but it's a lot more complex. And it's, you know, it's easier, you know, to just do research when you already have a good amount of the support that's helping you take a mental burden off you, so you can just focus on the smaller things. And Overall, being the first in your family to attend university isn't easy, and for some of us, it can seem almost impossible to achieve, you know, let alone studying abroad. And it can seem almost more of a fantasy than reality at times. And, you know, once we do make it, the pressure of making it easily gets crept in, you know, the imposter syndrome, if we deserve to be here. But let me be here to tell you that you do, and all your hard work is a representation of that. And I think once you're able to overcome that, it can make the experience a lot more rewarding, especially knowing that you're setting example and inspiring those from your similar background. And something that helped with me seeing this was, you know, realizing that your parents' sacrifices, including your own, have brought you on to this point. Because I think sometimes we wonder, you know, why me? You know, my parents did all this, and you kind of feel bad that they never got to do these experiences, such as the one that you're doing, like studying abroad, let's say. Just remember that and hold on to that. And you're an extension of them. And if you're doing good things, all that they can ask for and be grateful for is, you know, that you're doing as good as you can be doing. And you are their American dream. And I think it's nice to lean into that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. So we're also curious if you had any like scholarships that you applied for your study abroad experience.
Yes, of course. This is a big one too. Let's see. So I do receive financial aid. So I was able to at least use my FAFSA and stuff that covered. And that within the scholarships that the state gives you and FSU. So there's both that kind of go into that. So I was able to receive about half what I needed. So I still needed a good other 7 grand. So I'm like, okay, how am I going to make this happen? And I was able to find the rest of the half that I needed through FSU. Thankfully, they do have this like database named FSU4U where you can apply for scholarships directly with FSU that are only for FSU students, which I think is nice. So it's a little less competitive. And you have a better chance of receiving them. So they typically release them at the beginning of each semester and will run to the end. And if you do apply for any of these scholarships and if you are waiting for any kind of aid, you are also able to defer any major payments if you know that you will be receiving these things or kind of an estimated amount so that you can hold your spot in place, which was nice. So people know that's an option for them. So I was able to apply for about two or three. And through those, I was able to received the rest half that I needed, which I was very grateful for. And I guess it's funny, when I applied for going abroad and all these things and I had gotten accepted, by that point, you know, obviously I didn't have the scholarships I needed, but I wondered, I'm like, you know what, I'm not exactly sure I'm going to make this happen, but I just think it's going to work out for me. And all my hard work has brought me here, you know, I won't be left at an odds, you know. So I applied not knowing if I'd be able to fully pay, but I had the certainty that I would find the way. And as I submitted 2 weeks after, got the green light that I had what I needed to cover. And something also I like to note is, you know, if this is something that you desire, it doesn't hurt to save as much as you can now. But also don't feel that it's unattainable if you don't come from much financial means like me, because there are opportunities available for you to receive help.
That's great advice. I'm so glad that you were able to like find all those resources and fund your experience. So now let's talk about your experience in Valencia. Could you tell us about some of your favorite classes and excursions?
Yes. This one's fun. So when I think about my favorite class, it was this class called Business Communications. And the person that taught it was Ignacio Messina. And he is the program director. And he is also the business professor at FSU Valencia. He is such an amazing person. And my experience wouldn't have been the same without him. And I think a lot of the students look up to him too and really enjoy like the experience that we have in his class. Well, business communications may sound boring for some. I promise it's more fun than you think. At least in our class in Valencia, you look at business communications from an international perspective. You know, such as what is normal for some might not be the norm for others. Typically, the class is, you know, taught using real life scenarios, and we really use the city that Valencia really becomes your classroom, essentially. And we even may present some of our class presentations in public. And the way that he would make note of it is that, you know, typically, you know, when you do present in the real world, a lot of distractions can come into place and you're not in this perfect setting with, you know, not knowing, you know, with perfectly controlled setting is what I would like to say. So in public, sometimes you would hear a loud noise or maybe someone would accidentally walk into it and all these things. And it's how you navigate and how you're able to, you know, use what you have and able to combat those against things coming into your presentation. So while it might have been difficult in the beginning, you could really see how a lot of us over time we're able to improve in our presentation skills. So that was pretty cool and just very interactive class. And in terms of an excursion that I truly enjoyed, and I think also was the same for many of my classmates, was our flamenco dinner show when we were in Madrid for one of our class trips. For me, it was something I've never saw before. And it was truly beautiful getting to see the presentation of the art, the music, and the dance, and getting to see more of Spain's culture. So everyone was very much in awe of how well the performance was, and we had so much fun.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that you talked about, like, how that class, you know, like, taught you real skills that you can use, too. And the flamenco just sounds so fun. So our next question is kind of about your time as a brand ambassador for international programs. While you were in Valencia, can you talk a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, of course. So being a brand ambassador was honestly such an amazing opportunity to combine my interests in content creation and working in a position that allows me to connect with students, prospective students, faculty, staff. So I got to work with FSUIP in Tallahassee and also work with FSU faculty in Valencia. So that was something that I really got to enjoy. And I'd say it's really good for students who are looking to gain more experience while also studying abroad, especially for those students that are in their early years of university, which I think is nice because a lot of time you wonder, you know, I want to get this experience, but I'm still so, you know, young and early into my years and how can I make this possible? And I think FSU does a great job of offering those opportunities to us once, as even if we're abroad. So you can still get experience while you're having fun and studying. It's funny too, because I'm usually the friend that's always like recording or taking pictures for everyone to have memories to look back on. And I was able to still do that. You know, it's like I had a greater purpose for that. So I really enjoyed that. So if anyone out there can relate, then I think it'd be a great opportunity for you too.
Awesome. So after graduation, you moved to Germany to be an au pair. Could you just tell us what made you want to go back to Europe and do that? And would you say that your study abroad experience influenced that decision?
Oh, yes, of course. So going into my last semester, I realized, you know, okay, well, I guess I don't have to go back, right? So right away. So I know a lot of people, they take those chances to do lots of cool things. And I wonder, you know, what can my cool thing be? Wanted to stay. That's something that brought up a lot for me. And I began to wonder, you know, how I could do that. And, you know, how would I be able to go in terms of, you know, graduation and my ceremony as well. So that's something that got up, brought up for me too. So I spoke with FSU and I was informed that I had a year to complete the ceremony. For example, if I graduated fall 2022, I would have until the following fall semester of the next year to walk for the ceremony. So I'd have until fall 2023. So if anyone's in that similar kind of position, that's something to keep in mind, which I think is really great for us. So when I became aware of this, I knew that I wanted to extend my stay. And with about 2 months left of my program, I did lots of research and I came to the conclusion that becoming an au pair was the best choice to do this. And, you know, while staying in Spain would have been the easier choice because I am fluent in Spanish and I was getting kind of adjusted to the culture there, I decided to go to Germany because I wanted to push myself more out of my comfort zone. And I was there from January of this past year until April. So yeah, my choice to do this really wouldn't have been possible without my time in Valencia, which really inspired me to take even more risk and to do things even more outside of my comfort zone. So it's one of those things you don't really always know until you're experiencing it that really brings out these different sides of you.
I think it's great that you recognized that you wanted to stay in Europe and push yourself a little bit more outside of your comfort zone. And so you did that and you just went for it. I think that's really cool. We love to hear about students who, you know, extend their stay or like go back to Europe or anywhere really, just to have that furthered international experience. So with that, I'm sure it wasn't all easy being an au pair, but what were your favorite parts of doing that in Germany?
So for those that know, like an au pair is pretty much a childcare provider who lives with a host family as part of an international cultural exchange. It's similar, I would say, to a nanny, but it comes with less responsibility. And typically you'll help kids with homework and take them to their activities and play with them and small household work. And in exchange, you get a small monthly stipend, room and meals. So you'd work during the weekdays and would have the weekend off. And depending how long you're on the contract for, you'll get also more time off. as well. I think it's up to like a month, and you can either take that fully or do it, you know, in increments. And going into my favorite parts. So for me, you know, I grew up in Florida my whole life, so I never got to experience the seasons, and I truly got to get that when I was in Germany. So I never experienced a real winter until I came here. And it was, it's a little hard at first, but I was able to get adjusted, right? So, you know, how to dress for it, you know, activities, like all these things are just very not typical for me. So very different. And it didn't really become real until the first day where I had to help shovel snow. I was just like, okay, this is what's happening now, I guess. This is my life. Overall, how close proximity everything was. So anything I needed was always a quick walk or cycle right away. And people actually, you know, respect and give priority to pedestrians and cyclers. So you do feel safe doing so. It's not like, you know, I'm back home in Florida and I'm like, oh, I really want to get a bike maybe. But then I'm like, well, maybe not the best idea. people are always like trying to race and, you know, aren't really giving priority to people that are, you know, walking or, you know, cycling. So holding off on that dream for a bit, but who knows? And I'd say, let's see, flexibility overall. So I was able to have a steadier pace in terms of my travel experience. Instead of moving around every couple of days, I was able to build a home for myself and in the new place that I was living in. And I could do things and not feel rushed, right? So it gives the chance to fully immerse yourself and improve in learning in the language of the host country you're living in. So yeah, I really recommend it.
Very cool. So now that you have studied abroad and you've worked abroad, we're curious to know if you want to continue to have international experiences in the future. And we want to know what's next for you.
So if it's anything, my time in Valencia and in Germany have shown me even more so, is that I love getting to travel to new places and learn from them and try different lifestyles. And more importantly, it's shown me a whole other pace of life that I didn't know was possible and that I feel aligns more with my interests and values. So through my discoveries, something that I'm deeply considering is moving to Europe to pursue grad school and potentially further building my career and life there. Could also be in the cards for, you know, the next couple of years. So I'm kind of in that process right now. Also, as of now, I'll be home, let's say, for maybe the next half year. And I'm also preparing to go abroad again with an international exchange internship program in the Netherlands. And then from there, we'll see what happens. But I'll be going off for 6 months. So I just got back and I'm like, okay, I'm going back now. But yeah, so I'm really excited.
Sometimes you get that travel bug and you just have to keep going.
It's true. It's true.
So our final question for you is something that we ask everyone on this podcast, which is, what advice do you have for students who are considering studying abroad?
Ooh, okay. I have a couple things here to add, maybe more than a couple, but I really hope that I can maybe resonate with some. So I know this one's like a cliche, right? So it's like questioning, do it. But a little bit more into that is, I think a lot of the time we get scared of missing out, you know, the FOMO, you know, like football season, tailgating, you know, other college festivities and typical things that we see when we think of the American college experience, but they will be there when you get back. You know, not that this isn't any fun, but the world is so much bigger than this and you owe it to yourself to discover more of it, especially if you have the yearning desire to do so, like I did. In many different ways, going abroad can change and reshape you, whether it's in your personal, professional, or academic life. And there's things I've learned, I've seen, and have changed my opinions on because of my time abroad. And every place that I have visited has impacted me in a special way. And sometimes it takes leaving the place that we are at to be tested in settings that will teach us valuable lessons, you know. There won't be too many times when you can have this opportunity to take off for 2 to 4 months, to travel and enrich yourself into a new environment and culture. There's a quote by Mark Twain that I like to like live my life by. And like once I heard it, it really just resonated with me. So it goes, travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. And many of our people need it sorely on these accounts. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime. So give yourself the opportunity to expand your worldview by taking the time to learn about other people, places, cultures. Be curious, ask questions, and most importantly, share your story so that others can hear and invest in your experiences. And learning to be okay with plans not always going as expected. And sometimes those are the things that and stories that give you the best memories. And lastly, if you worry about not knowing anyone in your program, you will find your people. People are usually always very open and friendly and welcoming because they also, like you, don't know anyone and are looking to connect with others. It's one of those things where, you know, you don't realize until you do, and then you kind of sit around and halfway through the semester and you're like, wow, these people mean so much to me. And they quickly become such a big part of your life. And there'll be people who you always, you know, cherish the memories you made with them during your program. And no matter how much time has passed, like I know with my friends that I met and during my program, you know, we've seen each other since I've been back and we're planning on taking trips together in the future. It's something that's continuing to evolve. So
I love that quote that you shared, and that advice is amazing, amazing advice for our students. I think that that's really wonderful that you shared your experience, and just thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Before we disembark, we want to talk about financial aid. Did you know that financial aid can apply towards your study abroad program fee? From Bright Futures to Florida Prepaid to other scholarships, loans, and grants, financial aid can help you have the experience of a lifetime.
We have two more financial aid info sessions happening this summer in July and August, where you can learn more about how financial aid applies towards study abroad. You can sign up for the sessions by visiting the Money Matters tab of the Students section of our website at international.fsu.edu. You can also find more information on our social media at FSUIP.
Thanks for listening, and thank you to Maria for talking with us today.
This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music for this podcast was composed by John Bartman. Our logo was designed by Vanessa Gure. Thanks to Geoset Studios and Michael Sussinger at FSU for sound engineering. Editing and research is done by us, Zoe Crook and Leah Canavan.